Listening test. Part 1.
Complete the form below according to the tape. Write no more than 3 words for each answer.
Hello, my name's Max and I'm the manager. Thank you for coming along today to visit our new sports centre. In a few minutes, I'll take you round to see it. But first, some information about the facilities we've got and when you can start using them. The swimming pool will be open on Monday, and the gym and squash courts will be ready for use on Wednesday. But we've had a small delay with the indoor tennis court, so I'm afraid you'll have to wait for that till Saturday. The good news is we're open every day, including Sunday. Now, something about prices. The system we have is very flexible, so you can pay daily if you want to. However, you may want to think of paying a monthly fee, which is £35. Or you can have access to the sports centre for a whole year for £215. We also give a special £50 discount for children under 10 years of age. Our prices include the use of all the facilities in the sports centre, but of course you would have to pay extra for sports equipment, rackets for example, and also for swimming lessons. Registering to become a member of the club is very easy. At reception, you'll find a membership form. Fill it in and don't forget to include your age and also your weight. This is very important to see your level of fitness. We'll prepare a membership card for you, so please bring a photograph. I could answer any questions now, but I'm sure you're all eager to go and have a look at the facilities. If you think of any other questions later, though, call our secretary, Mrs. Raysall, that is R-E-Y-S-A-L-L, on 467-9900. She'll be very pleased to help you. Let's go, then. Hello, my name's Max and I'm the manager. Thank you for coming along today to visit our new sports centre. In a few minutes, I'll take you round to see it. But first, some information about the facilities we've got and when you can start using them. The swimming pool will be open on Monday and the gym and squash courts will be ready for use on Wednesday. But we've had a small delay with the indoor tennis court, so I'm afraid you'll have to wait for that till Saturday. The good news is we're open every day, including Sunday. Now, something about prices. The system we have is very flexible, so you can pay daily if you want to. However, you may want to think of paying a monthly fee, which is £35. Or you can have access to the sports centre for a whole year for £215. We also give a special £50 discount for children under 10 years of age. Our prices include the use of all the facilities in the sports centre, but of course you would have to pay extra for sports equipment, rackets for example, and also for swimming lessons. Registering to become a member of the club is very easy. At reception, you'll find a membership form. Fill it in and don't forget to include your age and also your weight. This is very important to see your level of fitness. We'll prepare a membership card for you, so please bring a photograph. I could answer any questions now, but I'm sure you're all eager to go and have a look at the facilities. If you think of any other questions later, though, call our secretary, Mrs. Raysall, that is R-E-Y-S-A-L-L, on 467-9900. She'll be very pleased to help you. Let's go, then.
The end of part 1. You now have 1 minute to check your answers. Part 2.
You are going to hear a conversation between two people.
Circle the correct answer.
My guest today is Clara Thomas, who has an interesting job in the Museum of History. Clara, did you always want to work in a museum?
Hello. Oh, no. At school, most of my mates wanted to be lawyers, and I was dreaming of being a teacher. When my best friend got a small part in a film, not my favourite job, I thought she was so lucky. At 15, she had the job she wanted. I wanted to go to college to study history. Then I saw this museum job advertised.
So you decided to apply?
Well, they wanted someone to organise the museum collections. For example, old coins or ancient vases. Very valuable pieces. It was a big responsibility, but that's what I wanted. I didn't apply immediately, though. I was afraid it wouldn't be interesting working on my own, with no one to talk to. It took me 2 weeks to decide to apply. My mother was very upset.
And you got the job?
Yes. I'll never forget my first day. I was introduced to all my colleagues. They were very friendly. One of them read a little speech she'd written to welcome me. Then somebody said there were some big boxes full of museum objects for me downstairs. Could I go and get them? I couldn't believe it. I didn't say anything. I just did it. They were very heavy.
Was everything else easier?
Not really. I had worked with computers, and this was very useful. I'm not very good with numbers, though, and as part of my job, I had to look at objects the museum wanted to buy, usually from private collectors. For that, you need an understanding of basic mathematics. My boss said I definitely should do something about it, and I did. I had to give up my French studies to make time for that.
So, what part of your job do you enjoy most?
I spend a lot of time writing short histories of museum objects, what they look like, where they were found. I find this research work much more exciting than preparing an important exhibition. I'm always afraid people might not like an exhibition. I don't get much of a chance to talk to visitors, but I like reading the comments they write in our visitors' book.
Well, you're doing a great job. Any plans for the future?
Yes. I must make some progress with my history studies, but it'll take me years to get my degree because I'm studying part-time now. Next year will be exciting. We'll have a special exhibition on African history at the museum, and that'll keep me very busy. We'll have lots of visitors from all over the world.
Clara, thank you for talking to us. My guest today is Clara Thomas, who has an interesting job in the Museum of History. Clara, did you always want to work in a museum?
Hello. Oh, no. At school, most of my mates wanted to be lawyers, and I was dreaming of being a teacher. When my best friend got a small part in a film, not my favourite job, I thought she was so lucky. At 15, she had the job she wanted. I wanted to go to college to study history. Then I saw this museum job advertised.
So you decided to apply?
Well, they wanted someone to organise the museum collections. For example, old coins or ancient vases. Very valuable pieces. It was a big responsibility, but that's what I wanted. I didn't apply immediately, though. I was afraid it wouldn't be interesting working on my own, with no one to talk to. It took me 2 weeks to decide to apply. My mother was very upset.
And you got the job?
Yes. I'll never forget my first day. I was introduced to all my colleagues. They were very friendly. One of them read a little speech she'd written to welcome me. Then somebody said there were some big boxes full of museum objects for me downstairs. Could I go and get them? I couldn't believe it. I didn't say anything. I just did it. They were very heavy.
Was everything else easier?
Not really. I had worked with computers, and this was very useful. I'm not very good with numbers, though, and as part of my job, I had to look at objects the museum wanted to buy, usually from private collectors. For that, you need an understanding of basic mathematics. My boss said I definitely should do something about it, and I did. I had to give up my French studies to make time for that.
So, what part of your job do you enjoy most?
I spend a lot of time writing short histories of museum objects, what they look like, where they were found. I find this research work much more exciting than preparing an important exhibition. I'm always afraid people might not like an exhibition. I don't get much of a chance to talk to visitors, but I like reading the comments they write in our visitors' book.
Well, you're doing a great job. Any plans for the future?
Yes. I must make some progress with my history studies, but it'll take me years to get my degree because I'm studying part-time now. Next year will be exciting. We'll have a special exhibition on African history at the museum, and that'll keep me very busy. We'll have lots of visitors from all over the world.
Clara, thank you for talking to us.